USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy creates 213,000 jobs last month, but the unemployment rate rose to 4% even in June. More from USA Radio's John Clemens.
After dropping to an 18-year low of 3.8% in May, the jobless rate rose to 4% last month. The 213,000 new jobs surpassed expectations by analysts that had predicted about 190,000 new jobs. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job growth occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing and healthcare, while retail trade lost jobs.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is now in North Korea for 2 days of talks to follow up on the historic summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Unconfirmed reports say Pompeo brought along a CD from President Trump of Elton John's Rocket Man. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A rescuer involved in the operation to save a group of boys who've been trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand now for 14 days has died. The former Thai SEAL passing away of a lack of oxygen while trying to take supplies to the group. Speaking through a translator, the commander of the operation says it's not going to change their mission.
I can guarantee that we will not panic, we will not stop our mission, and we will not let the sacrifice of our friend go to waste.
China says the U.S. has started the biggest trade war in economic history as the two countries are imposing huge tariffs on each other effective today. The Trump administration putting 25% tariffs on 800 Chinese products. The Chinese retaliating with tariffs on $34 billion worth of U.S. goods. President Trump says a woman who climbed the base of the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July to protest his immigration policies is a clown. He made the remark about Therese Okomo while speaking at a rally in Montana last night. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
More from the president's Montana rally, where he said last night people shouldn't worry about his preparedness for his upcoming summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president telling the crowd at that rally in Great Falls he'll be just fine with that one-on-one meeting.
We're all fine. We're people. Will I be prepared? Totally prepared. I've been preparing for this stuff my whole life. They don't say that. They don't say that.
The president's defending an Ohio Republican congressman accused of ignoring sexual abuse allegations. Representative Jim Jordan was an assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State University before becoming a congressman, and some former OSU wrestlers have recently come forward to claim that Jordan was aware of sexual assault allegations against the wrestling team's doctor, Dr. Richard Strauss. But Trump said on Air Force One on Thursday he believes that Jordan didn't know. More now on efforts to rescue those 12 boys in the flooded cave in Thailand. We're just learning Elon Musk is going to send a team of engineers to Thailand to try to help with those rescue operations. A spokesman for the billionaire saying his engineers could use the latest technology to pinpoint the boys' exact location, could then pump water out of the cave and provide Tesla battery power. And the quarterfinals of the World Cup competition are getting underway this morning. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.